to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six songs without the lead vocals in the song, so you can hear just the instrumentation. This half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, Bonnie Pointer, Tina Marie, Mary Wells, DeBarge, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and Boys to Men. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature Motown songs with the lead vocals removed.
Thank you. to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Tina Marie. That was Square Biz, and they reached number 50 in the United States pop charts of 1981. Before that, Bonnie Pointer with Heaven Must Have Sent You, number 11 from 1979. And we started with the Jackson 5, ABC, without the Jackson 5 lead vocals, number one smash hit from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring six songs with the lead vocals removed so you can hear the great instrumentation of the backup group called the Funk Brothers. Well, coming up, the second of six songs, Mary Wells' number one smash hit, My Guy. Well, My Guy became the biggest hit ever for Mary Wells. It also happened to be Mary's last hit single for Motown, excepting duets she recorded with Marvin Gaye. An option in a recording contract allowed Mary to terminate a contract at her discretion after she reached her 21st birthday on May 13, 1964. She was encouraged by her ex-husband, and she broke her Motown contract and signed for 20th Century Fox. She hoped for higher royalties and possibly movie roles. However, her career never again reached the heights it had at Motown, and she never again had a hit single as big as My Guy. Well, here is My Guy without Mary Wells' vocals, right here on Motown.
Sugar and all my love is.
Diana Ross and the Supremes with a Glastein the Pips hit, and that was The Nitty Gritty. Didn't chart, but it was recorded and released in 1968. Before that, DeBarge with All This Love, number 17 in the U.S. pop charts of 1983. And we started with Mary Wells, My Guy, without Mary Wells' lead vocals, number one smash hit from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some songs that were great songs, but we took the vocals off so you could just hear the great instrumentation of the Motown band, the Funk Brothers. Well, coming up, the third song this hour without the lead vocals, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love? Well, What Does It Take was a 1969 hit, and it was one of Junior Walker's most successful releases, becoming a hit on both the rhythm and blues charts and the pop charts. The song was written by Johnny Bristol, Javi Fuca, and Vernon Bullock, and it featured Motown groups The Originals and The Addantes on background vocals, which we'll hear during the song. It made it into the top five on the Hot 100, and it became Junior Walker's second number one on the rhythm and blues charts. The song was also a hit in the UK in 1969, reaching number 13 in the UK singles chart, and it remained there for 12 weeks. The song was voted top U.S. soul record of 1969 and has sold over 1 million copies. Well, here is Junior Walker and the All-Stars without the lead vocals. What Does It Take to Win Your Love? Right here on Motown.
Is going to And I'll take with me the memory to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll take with me the memory to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Boys to Men with It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, and that reached number 2 in the United States pop charts from 1991. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love Without the Lead Vocals, number 4 from 1969. Well, this half hour, we featured three great Motown songs from the 1960s with the lead vocals removed, so we could focus and feature the Funk Brothers, the great Motown house band. Well, coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three artists with the vocals removed. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.